Justin Fluke with you. We chat D-West basketball with girls head coach Perry Smith joining us. Lady Mustangs 9-5 on the season and 5-2 in the thick of the Twin Valley League after two league victories since last we spoke. Coach, you won and beat the road trip at Blue Valley Randolph last Friday, 54-36. Follow it up with a home win last night against Axtell, 53-23. So let's go back to last Friday, kind of break these games down a little bit. Tell us about the win against Blue Valley Randolph, maybe some of the things that you thought your girls did well.
Well, I thought we competed hard, you know, which is always very important to us. And we kind of got on them early, and I thought maybe we had a little complacency maybe in the second half. Didn't maybe finish out quite as strong as I would have liked, but overall I thought we did some good things. We defended a little better maybe against them than we had, you know, during the TVL tournament with no practice time at that in that span of games. I thought it was important that we get back to defending and doing some things, and I thought we did that against Blue Valley. But give Blue Valley credit too; they competed the whole time and did some good things on their end as well. You know, just. You know, game maybe was like 26, 28 points at the third quarter, and they just kept battling. And to their credit, with that, it's oftentimes easy to not do that. So they got a little credit on that as well.
As we know in the TVL, there's really no off nights, but your team hasn't. It doesn't seem like, at least by looking at scores, I mean, like, overlooked anybody or had, you know, a letdown game and a game that they should come out and win. Last night against Axel looked like they definitely took care of business getting the 30-point win at home.
It was. We don't have that luxury, Justin. I mean, we've got to show up every day ready to play our best. And you know, it's important this time of year that we are playing our best. And I think it's starting to show. I think we're playing a little better and understanding our roles a little better. And last night we kind of got after Axel, made it kind of tough on them, for them offensively and did some good things. And then we hit some shots. You know, they kind of play that 2-3 zone and force you to hit some shots because that back line's got a bunch of 6-footers on it. And that makes it tough for us, inside there. But we hit some shots last night and kind of got after them defensively and did some good things there as well. But we don't have that luxury. I mean, we've got to bring it every single night, because if you don't, you're going to be disappointed.
I know you have quite a bit of depth and you're playing a lot of players. And of course, in a game like last night, you know, you get to, see a few different players for a few more minutes, but, anybody in these last couple games that you felt like maybe, stepped up in a different way or had one of their better games of the season?
Well, you know, you said it, you know, we play a lot of girls. So, you know, we're a team. We don't have I think maybe after last night, I think Moo Westine had 16 last night. Mm-hmm. And she may be averaging double figures on the year now. I haven't looked yet, but, for the most part, we've got about 5 or 6 girls averaging between 9.5 and 7 points a game. We're very balanced. And so we kind of can get somebody to step up for us every night. Different, you know, we don't rely on one scorer to do most of the scoring for us, and we've kind of been like that for a while now, the last few years. So every night we have somebody, you know, hopefully have somebody step up and play well. And again, you know, Moo last night hit some shots, and then you know, all of our seniors on the defensive end, Lena Leatherman's playing, coming along and playing better and better all the time, and Ava Gladhart's such a worker, you know, being a senior there. So. We've been really pleased with our seniors coming along and understanding their roles and getting better. And our young girls are just going to continue to get better every single night and every practice. And we're seeing that right now.
Clifton Clyde, again, one of the top teams in the Twin Valley League. They're your opponent on Friday, and you're on the road. I know they've struggled a little bit lately, but this is kind of a marquee matchup. You have to be excited and ready to get in the work the next 2 days in the gym to get ready for a big Clifton Clyde matchup, huh?
We do. I mean, it's not a sub-state team, but we'll put some stuff in for them, you know, work at it, maybe a little bit more than, you know, it's getting that time of year. We'll work at teams a little bit, you know, and we kind of let them, slide with a win against us a year ago. So I think the girls are a little motivated to that and we'll get ready to go. Yeah, we've got that long road trip to Clyde and a long night out there, so we'll go throw the ball in the air and see what happens.
Should be a great game Friday night, and then hosting Onega next Tuesday. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Perry Smith, head coach of the D West Girls. We'll talk Mustang Boys Hoops after this.